A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time now for a budget 2019 preview written and produced by Ryan Huang. Budget, of course, is going to be announced on Monday, the 18th of February. And we've heard a lot of people on the street talking about what they hope to see, what they want, what's on their wish list. Well, we're going to take a look at the wish list of companies under the Singapore International Chamber of Commerce. Now, SICC's members represent all business sectors. 50% are local and foreign large organizations, including multinationals, as well as the other half, they are local and foreign medium, small, and startup companies. And we're very privileged this morning to have with us in the studio again, Victor Mills, CEO, Singapore International Chamber of Commerce. Victor, welcome back to the studio. Happy Chinese New Year and happy Valentine's Day as well.
Thank you very much, Elliot. Nice to be back and hello to all your listeners.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, just to break the ice a little, my friend Ryan, his fingertips are all stained with glue because he was making a homemade Valentine's Day gift. Victor, not as complicated for you being married this long, right?
Not nearly as complicated. I get the florist to do all the work.
Yeah, it's usually easier that way. But Ryan, they don't believe in flowers.
Oh, it's slightly cheaper to do yourself, so there you go.
Money man till the very end. Okay, Victor, before we take a look at your wish list for budget 2019, I'd like to reflect on the previous ones. And a curious question I've had on my mind. You've been with the SICC since 2013. How often do you get what you want on your wish list?
Well, of course, in life, you never get entirely what you want.
Okay.
But what we have had in the last several years is a move away from broad-based measures, like the very popular but not very effective productivity and incentive grant, to much more targeted measures. And this is something the Chamber has been advocating for some time. And the reason we advocate that is that targeted measures are more likely to succeed, and also it's a better use of resources.
Okay. What are the pain points you're hearing from your members? What makes the wish list this time?
A lot of members, in fact, businesses large and small, are advocating on behalf of SMEs. And the reason that there's so much focus on SMEs is, of course, as in any economy, they form the backbone of the economy. They employ most people.
Okay.
So with the move into digitalization and business transformation in general, the members of the Chamber have been requesting better R&D terms for SMEs.
Okay.
And also in manufacturing, quite a bit of focus and comment from members on the need to get some help with training their workforce. And the reason is that many of the workers on a factory floor are not Singaporean.
Right.
And therefore are not eligible for the very attractive subsidies for skills-based training that are available. So one bit of an old chestnut, this, but it's something that has cropped up this year in our wish list, and that is, can we repurpose, or can consideration be given to repurpose the foreign worker levies?
Okay.
And instead of having that as a tax on business, because after all, the foreign workers are managed by a quota system.
Sure.
So instead of having a tax on business, why not repurpose that into training and provide help to SMEs? You know, one SME boss said to me that it's great to have all these options, but if I can't access them, it doesn't help me progress. It doesn't help me become more effective. It doesn't help me raise the skills of my workers that I need to raise. Another SME boss told me that she forked out her own money in order to train foreign workers that she had on her factory floor so that she could ensure that the quality of work they were producing was going to retain her contracts with larger businesses.
The shortage of appropriately skilled workers seems to be a running theme for a number of years now. This is like a measure of working around the restrictions that have been imposed?
No, well, I think that in any economy, you've always got a skill shortage. And the question is, how do you address that?
Okay.
And when you look at the tremendous support we've had, and this is, again, something that the Chamber called for 3 or 4 years ago, more help for retrenched Singapore workers, particularly our PMETs.
Okay.
And look at the incredible subsidies that are now available for retraining, reskilling, counseling work to help them find new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would like to see is something to help the SMEs who have a workforce but need to upskill it. I think that's all we're saying.
Okay. Victor Mill, CEO of Singapore International Chamber of Commerce, helping me with a budget 2019 preview this morning. A lot of other countries are stepping up in terms of their own tax policies, business friendliness. How has Singapore been faring in terms of competitiveness over the past few years?
I mean, there's no doubt that we remain a very attractive tax regime. Okay. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so many MNCs here.
Yeah.
And of course, if you look back at the beginning of our history as an independent republic, the MNCs came in, foreign direct investment, with good tax breaks in order to help us develop our economy and provide jobs for people so that we could raise the general standard of living for everybody in the country. So we still are a very competitive tax base. And you can see that the moves in last year's budget, I mean, the government has limited scope in reality because of competitive issues to increase direct taxation, but it has signaled that it will be looking to increase indirect taxation or GST. So you tax consumption, you don't tax income. We don't expect to see significant, if any, tax announcements in Monday's budget.
Okay, okay. Well, I understand you're also an advocate of what's called a circular economy. Basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, the economy minimizes waste and makes the most of its resources.
Yes, because there is a real need for businesses of all kinds, all sectors, all sizes, to take a step back from all the challenges they've got to manage already, but look forward. Okay. Just look forward a decade when, because of the rise in global population, the pressure on already limited resources on the planet is going to exponentially increase.
Sure.
So the idea is, you're absolutely right, Elliot, is to consume less of the Earth's resources, and whatever we consume, find ways to harvest those materials after consumption. So this applies to everything from food waste. A lot of work's been done in Singapore to look at this issue. But we also need to look at production models so that the production model that we currently have is linear. Goods are designed, marketed, sold, consumed, and they, when they finish their life cycle, they end up in an incinerator or a landfill.
Right.
What we want to see is goods being designed so that when consumers tire of them or the goods have finished their life cycle, the materials can be harvested and reused for something else. So that's what we mean by the circular economy. And we've advocated in our wish list this year to government that Singapore should look to develop this as an additional spoke of its hub wheel.
Yeah.
You know, we're a great hub for business services, legal contracts, because of the rule of law, because of IP protection and so on. So how about using us as much more of a test bed for circular economy solutions, not just applicable to the small Singapore market, but something that can be applicable to ASEAN and further afield? So that's what we're saying.
If you're saying you want to use Singapore or suggesting to use Singapore as a test bed for the rest of ASEAN, then if you were to be critical of Singapore, how do you think we have done so far where this whole circular economy is concerned?
I think we've made some good initial steps, and we've moved away from the thinking, oh, we're too small, so we can't really impact anything. That is no longer the sort of consensus thinking. The consensus thinking is we've got to do something because there is a cause and effect.
Yeah.
If we can find a way to move to a circular economy in the way we consume the Earth's resources, we can mitigate the effects of climate change. And you've only got to look around and see how severe climate change has been, even in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So I think that there are encouraging signs. And if you look at the Ministry for the Environment and Water Resources, they're running a zero waste campaign, or towards a zero waste campaign, trying to really get every resident to think about how they consume and how they dispose of their waste. Good example is the mandatory recycling bins, the blue bins.
Yes, I use that all the time.
Good. Well, you're one of the few that does, because most people just regard them as an extra receptacle for rubbish of all kinds.
Yes.
So when the rubbish is picked up and taken to the processing plant, at least and sometimes more than 40% cannot be recycled because they're adulterated by liquid or food waste. So it would be a great start if we could all just use those blue bins properly.
I've been forced to use it till it's become habit. And really, it's habit.
It is habit, and it's not that difficult. You just have to give it a little bit of extra thought and make sure you don't throw in the Mi Goreng into the blue bin. You put that into your chute, as usual, but you put in plastic bottles, cartons, glasses, etc. Yeah. So they can be reused. Yeah. And that would make a huge difference. Huge difference.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. I've been speaking with Victor Mills, CEO of Singapore International Chamber of Commerce. This Budget 2019 preview is written and produced by Ryan Huang.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.